AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Another top Trump advisor is gone. Sagar Magani has more.
The president has accepted chief strategist Steve Bannon's resignation, ending Bannon's turbulent White House run. Bannon was regarded by some as protector of the president's conservative agenda, the driving force behind many of his most controversial efforts. But he also clashed with many other advisors, and often the president himself.
I like him. He's a good man.
The president earlier this week refused to give Bannon a public vote of confidence. One person close to him says Bannon offered his resignation earlier this month, but the effective date was pushed back after the Charlottesville violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Bannon is now back with Breitbart News as its executive chairman. Protesters rallied Durham, North Carolina today after a rumor that there would be a white supremacist march. Two white men were confronted by the crowd. Number of cities getting set for demonstrations this weekend in Dallas. Organizers of tomorrow night's rally at Dallas City Hall Plaza expect thousands at the event. It is just a short walk from the city's Confederate War Memorial. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans says about 500 officers will be on duty for a free speech rally and counter protests.
We'll have officers undercover. We'll have officers with roaming cameras. And so we intend to police this event as discreetly as possible, not to interfere with anyone's rights. But believe me, we're not going to let anything happen.
Organizers with the Boston Free Speech Coalition say its rally has nothing to do with white nationalism. Senator John McCain's daughter, Megan, tweets that he has just wrapped up his first round of radiation and chemotherapy. She adds, quote, his resilience and strength is incredible. Fight goes on. Here's to small wins. This is AP Radio News. Venezuela's ousted chief prosecutor flees to Colombia with her husband a day after the Supreme Court ordered his arrest. Colombian authorities confirmed Luisa Ortega Diaz and Herman Ferrar landed in Bogota aboard a private plane. The couple, long a part of Venezuela's socialist government, recently broke with President Nicolas Maduro, becoming two of his most outspoken critics. Ken Burns' new film, The Vietnam War, debuts on PBS next month. He says there are lots of parallels between then and now.
Film about mass demonstrations all across the country against the current administration, that it's about a president and a White House obsessed with leaks.
Burns' new series starts on September 17th. It will be on the PBS network starting on the 17th of September. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.